Just your day today. I mean, from getting the call to being a part of a big win, what was that like for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It was a roller coaster full of emotions. You know, I couldn't be happier to get the call from, obviously, Chris Clark to explain to myself that I'm coming up and playing for the Blue Jackets. And it was a long day. I kind of got in at noon and couldn't really settle in for a nap. But once I got to the rink and kind of saw the smile on everyone's faces and kind of got down to the game plan, things went well. So,
how do you evaluate your first day in the NHL?
It was good. It was really good. Obviously, getting the win helps. Anytime you can hop into, you know, a new team with, you know, systems and get the win and have a positive impact, I think it's a great thing. And that's what I thought I did tonight, so I felt great.
How ironic was it that you actually went in for your brother?
Yeah, I mean, things happen in a weird way. That's just kind of the game. You never really know. It's kind of the next man up attitude. And I honestly had no idea what was really going to happen until right around, like, yeah, noonish, one-ish today. Kind of got the call, heading on, you're going in, so I was excited.
Can you speak to the preparation that the Monsters have had for you guys with Luka, with Denton, and yourself? It seems like the way that they play, you're able to just transition in there. What's the key to getting to that point?
Absolutely. That's massive. And the coaching staff in Cleveland does a great job of preparing us. Over the years, I played there for, you know, 3 years now. Each year we continue to get better, continue to, you know, harp on those details. And I think that's what kind of you're seeing here in these guys' game. You know, obviously Dents and Delbo are great players, but it's the game within the game is what they're so good at. And that's why they're having success here.
You waited a long time for this. Do you have time with all of the rat race of today to think about some of the people and the places, the Midgey and the people who helped get you here? Has that been part of today as well?
Absolutely. Honestly, during the day, I was just trying to stay in the moment and just have fun with it and just kind of be present. Like you said, it's every hockey player's dream to play in the NHL. You know, mine's no different. Like you said, it's everyone who supported me throughout my career. You know, I'm so thankful for. And, you know, to have, you know, to do it in this locker room, you know, like I said, the organization I've been here from the very start of my pro career, it's something very special to me, so.
I know Cole's not feeling great today, but did you get a quick text from him or a call or anything as soon as you found out or close to it?
Yeah, pretty much he called me and he said, oh, and I can't even get to the bathroom on my own. Like, you're going to be in. And I'm like, yeah, absolutely. I already talked to Clark here. He knew ahead of you, so. It's funny.
Three Blue Jackets Sillinger jerseys in the same household. Is there a spot in the Sillinger family room somewhere for those three Blue Jackets jerseys?
Absolutely. You know, I know my dad and my brother and, you know, my whole family are very proud of me. And, you know, I couldn't be happier to be here, so.
Did you ever kind of give up hope that this day would come, or just always keep the faith? I mean, not that you're terribly old, but, you know, you get to 27, you just never know how it's going to go. Do you always have kind of this in mind as the career went
on? I did, absolutely. Yeah. I have a big belief in myself as a player and, most importantly, as a person. And, you know, I knew if I, you know, just did the right things every day, you know, eventually I'd get my opportunity. And, you know, like you said, you never know what's going to happen. And mine actually ended up happening to be today. And a whirlwind of, you know, situations that had to take place in order to get me here. But, you know, I'm here. I made the most of it. You know, we got a great team win, and I had a positive impact. So I'm very proud.
I don't know if you ever doubted it, but was there a point tonight where you reached the conclusion that you can do this, if this is not too big of a deal?
Yeah, honestly, right when I walked into the locker room and saw everyone's smile on their face, how welcoming they were, you know, like I said, we're going to have a good one tonight. And I thought Banker and Antuna, you know, and I did a great job of, you know, parking and playing a 200-foot game. And just right from the get-go, as soon as you kind of hop on the ice there for your lap with your you know, your helmet off, and you just kind of forget about everything and just go and play hockey, because that's what you're supposed to do. So.
Congrats. Awesome. Congrats. Congrats. Awesome. Appreciate it.